Hello and welcome to Destiny, the open door. I am your host, Tammy Dennis, and I come to you today with our online daily inspiration and journey into the presence. On today, we will be discussing our beloved Goddess of Light, and in going through the entire article that I was researching on Goddess of Light, she just opens up this abundance of love. The love that she has for the planet is imbued in that light, the light from the great central sun and the central sun magnet, as well as the light that is within you. And so if you would connect from your mighty I Am presence to that ascended host, which is the Goddess of Light. Oh, what an abundance of beautiful essence of light. An abundance and proportion of light that she has for you. And able to be able to craft that into some magnificence over your life. I was just getting excited when I was just reading all of what she had to offer us on today. And so I didn't start out by wanting to do the actual audio presentation. I was just going to allow for you guys to just read this magnificent story. But you know what? I was so touched by this message that I said, I'm going to come on and I'm going to be able to light somebody's world today. And I hope that you guys will see that significant light that Goddess of Light has to offer us. So why don't you sit back and get comfortable as we endeavor to bring to you the attention and the focus of this beautiful Ascended Master, Goddess of Light, on today. We do wish to thank you all in advance for just supporting our beloved Destiny as we begin our audio presentation. And I want you to, if you are touched by this message, keep coming back and just give me a testimony as to the effects of these beautiful 7 sacred weeks. And let us begin now. The Goddess of Light. Amarissus is a powerful being who ensouls the quality of light and has a tremendous momentum of light. She used her momentum of light to manifest a tremendous blessing that benefits all of mankind under a new dispensation announced by Saint Germain on November 8, 1938, obtained by the Goddess of Light, the Goddess of Liberty, and the Cosmic Being Victory, which applies to all mankind. It is no longer necessary for qualified life streams to raise the purified physical body into the Christ self, and then ascend into the I Am Presence as Jesus did, the Goddess of Light is one who is a cosmic being and who ensouls the consciousness of God, the office in the spiritual hierarchy of her ray. The Goddess of Light's devotion is to the light of God, even to the light of God within you. She stores that light for us in the heart of every atom, cell, and electron. She once explained, "I am called by God's grace, the Goddess of Light, simply because I have paid allegiance to light for so long." Yes, she has paid allegiance to the light. The new action provides for the purified essence of the physical body to be drawn into the etheric body. And following this, the ascension into the I Am Presence takes place. Under the new grant, the outer structure, the physical form, remains. This makes it much easier to gain the ascension. Saint Germain called this act of mercy the greatest gift ever offered mankind. Students can call to the beloved Goddess of Light to release her momentum of light into a situation or condition to bring God perfection into manifestation. Prior to her ascension, when she was embodied in South America, the Goddess of Light had achieved such great attainment that she was able to maintain life in one body for more than 500 years. In an off-guard moment, her force field was violated by a group of black magicians who lay in wait, waiting to compromise her. They superimposed upon the lower half of her body the tail of a fish, thus imprisoning her as a mermaid. Because of her great attainment, it was not possible for her to lay down that physical body and be reborn. The law required that she ascend from that form in which she had attained her mastery. She was therefore required to sustain life in that form for over 800 years before the ascension was given to her. For 300 years, she served her fellow man from behind a counter and wore full-length skirts so that no one would be aware of what had taken place. She has said that from that moment on, she gazed ever so upward toward the light and never placed her attention upon the negative matrix, her mermaid form, again. When her momentum of light was great enough, the Brotherhood sent an unascended emissary who was the key to her freedom. Together, they drew forth the necessary balance and momentum of the sacred fire to shatter the matrix she had borne for three centuries. Shortly after that, she had made her ascension into the light. All right, now Let us go now into our beloved I Am Presence meditation. The first step to the control of yourself is the stilling of all outer activity of both the mind and body. 15 to 30 minutes at night before retiring and in the morning before beginning the day's work. Using the following exercise will do wonders for anyone who will make this necessary effort in stilling yourself through the power of silence each day. The Goddess of Light has given us a meditation for increasing the light within us. She said, "It is well to develop a meditation on light, whereby you see pinpoints of light throughout the body. Visualize yourself as a giant Christmas tree with a candle on every little twig and branch so that a million candles might burn on your tree of life to light the way for millions. Remember that at every point of every cell of your body, there is a nucleus and the atom, and there is a central sun in every cell. These are points of light. These are, as it were, manifestations of the great central sun at microscopic levels. So let us visualize now yourself as a giant Christmas tree. With a candle on every little twig and branch. Let us go into our acknowledgement of our I Am Presence. Please now in your mind's eye, focus your attention as I say these words. Just repeat after me. I now joyously accept the fullness of the mighty God presence I am the pure Christ. I now joyously accept the fullness of the mighty God presence. I am the pure Christ. I now joyously accept the fullness of the mighty God presence. I am the pure Christ. I am its presence in full command, and the mighty I am presence sustains and expands itself in conscious cosmic victory forever. I demand the opportunity from my presence come into me. I demand the opportunity from my presence come into me. Come into me. Come ye therefore into me now. I demand the hand of my presence makes the opportunity for me and open the door by which this can be done as the ascended masters or as the presence desires to do it now. And let us state our forgiveness declaration today. I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity, error, and obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life has imposed on me. I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity, error, and obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life has imposed on me. I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity, error, and obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life has imposed on me. Allow yourself to just feel the great brilliancy of the light as it intensifies all of your cells in your body at this time. And as we issue this command, we will then close out our meditation for today. In the name of my mighty I Am Presence, you are the governing intelligence of me and my world. Therefore, whatever this appearance is, it has no power. It has no power over me. Take command and produce your perfection here. I, in the human form, shall be humble and obedient before thy great light and law. No longer shall I allow my intellect to feel dominion. No longer shall it deprive me of your power flowing through to govern my world and hold its dominion. I am light, light, light. I am light, light, light. I am light. Light. Guy W. Ballard's Ascension Under New Dispensation. In April of 1936, Mr. Ballard had qualified for his ascension. He decided to continue with this instruction to help Saint Germain bring in the new golden age. Mr. Ballard transitioned on the last day of 1939. He had lectured to the very end. Mr. Ballard ascended under a special dispensation obtained through the efforts of the Goddess of Light, the Goddess of Liberty, and the ascended being known as Mighty Victory. Under that dispensation, which applies to all mankind, it is no longer necessary for qualified individuals to raise the physical body into the Christ self and then ascend into the I Am as Jesus did. The new action is that the purified essence of the physical body will be drawn into the etheric body and follow this. The ascension into the I Am presence takes place. Under the new action, the outer structure, the physical form, remains. This makes it much easier to gain the ascension. Saint Germain called this act of mercy the greatest gift ever offered mankind. Connecting with Goddess of Light. Beloved Goddess of Light lets us know that in your use of the flame, the substance and the essence of the secret love star, and in your demand for the descent of that into physical conditions that affect the nation from the inner standpoint, it would look like you have often seen in the heavens, like a shooting star, or like the descent of a meteor holding within itself the concentration of its power of a sacred fire to which there is no resistance in this world any more than there would be a resistance to a terrific meteor coming from outer space and striking into a locality. Wherever that would pass by, it would pass through anything and everything, and its fiery element would hold control. And so it is with your call to the secret love star for the threefold power of the flame, the substance, and the essence from the secret love star that descends meteor-like into conditions of the nation. And you demand what change you wish established in these outer conditions, these outer world conditions, by this assistance which comes from the secret love star. Always an answer to your conscious call. The Goddess of Light and Dictations by Guy W. Ballard. The God of Nature and the God of Gold. Oh, do not feel me critical when I say that you are passing many, many vital points, and much of that which has been said. When the God of Nature and the God of Gold gave their first dictations, do you remember what they said? Oh, that you might refer to it often. Do you realize that those two great beings are the governors of their elements in America and the world. Once mankind calls those forces into action to regulate these things, oh, what a power it will be. Do you realize what the goddess of justice, the goddess of purity, and the goddess of light are doing for you, America and the world? Do you understand that gold is actually condensed sun rays, condensed light? Gold cannot be contaminated. You can change it from its solid substance back into its etheric condition and qualities, and yet it will return again and again the same exact amount of substance. In your crucibles, it has been tested thousands of times. Try to understand what it means to call the God of nature and the God of gold into cooperation with you for the blessing of all that is of the light in America. They have offered their assistance. Did you ever know a time in the history of the earth when these great beings came and offered their assistance to beloved mankind as we are doing today? Saint Germain's words regarding the new dispensation. Beloved children of the light, I want you to see and feel the reward which life has chosen to give to certain individuals whose stream of life permits. In all ages past, the ascension could only be made by taking the purified physical body into the higher mental body, as the messenger has explained to you, through the intercession of the goddess of light, the goddess of liberty, and the mighty victory, who went to Sanat Kamora. A gift of love is being offered to the mankind of earth. It means this. There will be certain ones among the students for whom, at the time of passing, not otherwise being able to complete the ascension in this embodiment, the purified essence of the physical body will be drawn into the etheric body. In this way, they will be permitted to make the ascension while the outer structure, the discord of the human form, remains here. That assistance is the most magnificent thing ever offered to mankind by life. It is a tremendous thing. That is what life is offering you for your earnest, determined sincerity and obedience to life. The perfection of life is your mighty I Am presence. I assert to you again, all the ascended masters are one with me in the perfection of life. We each fulfill our own mission as life requires it. But so far as our perfection and wisdom are concerned, according to the need, all ascended masters are able to reach into the heart of everything in this universe and draw forth whatever they require. In truth, whatever they require. In light, whatever they require. In substance and in energy and in everything that is required. As you quite well know, only in your human octave is a means of exchange required, as you know it today. Light in the octaves above is our only exchange. How many throughout these, let us say, recent years, have dwelt a little more upon the one statement, I am the open door that no man can shut? Do you comprehend, beloved students, that today the Goddess of Light made clear and definite to you, and many observed it, that she did open that door for every sincere student in America, in the world, so they may enter through that door into the octave of light, which is the ascension of everyone. That door is real. That door was opened at that moment into the Ascended Master's octave. Do you understand what this means? It is the octave of the Ascension. Oh, that the doubts of mankind could be removed. And yet, beloved ones, understand, they can only be removed by yourselves. We cannot remove that which you insist on holding to. Therefore, in drawing your attention to the open door, which no man can shut, in the illustration given you by the Goddess of Light, will you accept that as though you stand alone in the world, and that door is opened for you? It is. You cannot open those doors. You and the physical octave. It is impossible. But since you have come to know the presence of all life, the presence of all life, which is the authority of the universe, your world included, then you are in the position to allow your presence of life, your mighty I Am presence, to draw you through that open door into ascension. Do you see? Do you see? You must allow for presence, the presence of all life, your mighty I Am presence, to draw you, all of you, through that open door into ascension. Hallelujah. Humanly, you can but make the call. Leave it to the wisdom of your presence as to how, when, and at what time it shall be done. You cannot judge in the human. My beloved ones, silence all attempts of the human to judge, unless you abide in the wisdom of your presence. How can you achieve your eternal freedom? It is impossible for the human to judge. If only the beloved students would not attempt to judge, would just live and abide in our wisdom. Your beloved Saint Germain makes no mistakes, and for a single student to criticize him is unfortunate. Most unfortunate indeed. Today, in the rendering this service for you, I ask you for a few moments to be still. Ha ha, be still and ask your presence and the ascended masters to take out of your feeling world all doubt. Take out in your feeling world all doubt. Then will you ask your presence to take full command and fill you with the complete assurance and your mental and feeling world as to our reality, the Ascended Master's reality, the Goddess of Light's reality of the truth of every word that Saint Germain has brought forth. You will pardon me if I use the term, but puny human intellects that try to discriminate, try to pass judgment, are but blocking their own pathway in a way that is so unfortunate. Beloved ones, allow me to remind you again, anything in the world that makes you feel discord within your feeling world, or criticism, condemnation, or judgment, is human creation trying to prevent your victory of life. Do not criticize, do not condemn, and do not judge. If you are not strong enough to stand against it and insist on allowing discord to find action through your speech and feeling, you will go down under it. Command the human to be silent and call life your mighty I Am presence to take out of you those discordant qualities of criticism of another or yourself, condemnation of another or yourself, judgment of another or yourself. You must hold your attention and your feeling away from those discordant things, every discordant quality that attempts to act in you is alone trying to prevent your victory. It does not matter what seems to be the cause. Will you understand, beloved students, there is only one calls in the universe for all that acts in your world, and that is yourselves. That is your feelings. Whenever you follow to act within your feeling is your master. Let me say that again. There is only one calls in the universe for all that acts in your world, and that is yourself, and that is your feeling. Whatever you allow to act within your feeling is your master. This has been said so often, but until it is conquered, you must conquer your feeling world. Control it. We must keep repeating it. You must control your feeling world. through the open door which the goddess of light opened to you. I draw these mighty streams of light and energy charged with the purity of the intelligence of the presence of all life, anchoring its intensified action within your physical heart. Whatever sensation you feel, qualify it instantly with the perfection of life, the perfection of your mighty I Am presence, to set you free, forever free. How very remarkable it is to find the instantaneous glowing response of your light within. Remember, my dear beloved ones, after this charge has been given today, as you go again into the outer world, you must be alert. You must be alert. Stand guard over your feelings. Stand guard over your feelings. Hold self-control under all circumstances. If your spouse is belittling you, hold self-control. If your kids are just not cooperating, they're not being obedient to you, hold self-control. If your managers, your bosses are demanding of you that you finish this or you finish that or you take someone else's responsibility of their job and do it, hold self-control. You must hold self-control under all circumstances. Then the radiance which is established, that light, will go out and harmonize and bring every condition required into divine order for your blessing, for your supply, and for your perfection. We thank you for the message on today. Goddess of Light. Hallelujah. Let us state our decree now. Beloved Mighty, I Am Presence, higher mental bodies of all mankind, all great beings, powers, and legions of light, great host of ascended masters, mighty legions of light, great angelic host, great cosmic beings, and great cosmic light, powers of light from the great central sun, come. Powers of light from the great central sun, come. Powers of light from the great central sun, come. The lords of blue flame, the angelic host, the legions of light, the great cosmic law, beloved Saint Germain, Jesus the Christ, the great divine director, and goddess of light, come, come, come in your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies. Come, come, come in your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies. Come, come, come in your visible, tangible ascended master bodies, raise your cosmic sword of blue flame of 1,000 suns from the great central sun that transcend every human concept. Give these decrees with us. Hold them eternally sustained, ever expanding and world engulfing until all beloved Saint Germain's I Am activities cover the earth and reign everywhere supreme with full power for all eternity, and nothing else remains but the purity, the freedom, and the victory of the ascension for all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And I demand this physically manifest. I expect this physically manifest. I am this physically manifest. I am this physically manifest, 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 and all our ascended Jesus Christ victory, light, and freedom attained right now. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Beloved mighty I am presence, beloved goddess of light, and mighty ruler of the secret love star, I demand, I demand, I demand. Beloved mighty I am presence, beloved goddess of light, and mighty ruler of the secret love star, I demand the descent of the threefold flame, the substance, the essence, the miracles and victories from the secret love star. Strike, 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 like a mighty meteor into conditions in this nation. Like a mighty meteor into conditions in this nation. Like a mighty meteor into conditions in this nation. Fire the people awake and blast and keep them free. Fire the people awake and blast and keep them free. Fire the people awake and blast and keep them free. And forever prevent, forever prevent, forever prevent the horrors of darkness and their destructive plans manifesting right now, this instant and forever, in one mighty stroke with full power that is never absent and never late, by the mightiest violet flame in the universe. Finish this now and get it done. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. Seal me, seal me. Seal me in your luminous presence and blaze through me your cosmic flame of cosmic victory in the full cosmic authority and power which you are. Stand my guard, stand my guard, stand my guard. North Quadrant, stand my guard, stand my guard, stand my guard. South Quadrant, stand my guard, stand my guard, stand my guard. East Quadrant, stand my guard, stand my guard, stand my guard. West Quadrant, stand my guard, stand my guard, stand my guard. Compelling command, the victory and power of light and the sacred fire to reign supreme and manifest in full cosmic action in me and all under this radiation, everywhere forever. Everywhere forever, everywhere forever. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. All right now. This is the end of our beautiful message that we had for you today. I hope you all have enjoyed this abundance of knowledge that Goddess of Light has to sprinkle all throughout the planet today. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai Destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Almighty, I am. May the grace of God, may the peace of God, may the light of God, may the love, power, wisdom of God, may the actions of God, and the luminous presence of God rest and abide with you always. Amen.